your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I love it. You know, before the broadcast, I check the connection, and I look at the delay and the jitter and the packet loss. And, you know, whenever we're going to talk about something that's important, really important, something that the government doesn't like, we get more delay, more jitter. And that's what we're going to do today. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. You can listen live. You can listen on your smartphone. And if you need to revisit something or share what you hear on this broadcast with friends and family, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats confronted daily. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And Alex. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Today we're going to discuss who runs the world. Is it possible that there's a group of people running the world, or are we all just little ants on this planet just doing our own thing? Let me ask you this. How many of you have been to Washington, D.C., sometimes called the District of Criminals, sometimes called Washington, D.C.? Well, have you ever been stuck on that beltway? It's like 5 lanes wide, bumper-to-bumper traffic, all going, trying to go in the same direction. Pickup trucks, tractor trailers, automobiles, limousines, motorcycles. Okay. So imagine this. Imagine you are stuck in bumper to bumper traffic, just crawling, maybe crawling. Well, imagine you're a senator or a congressperson in the back of one of those limousines that you see stuck in traffic with the dark windows you can't see in. Imagine this discussion, that person knocking on the dividing glass to the driver saying, hey, who are these people in front of me? I've got important stuff to do. What's going on here? Imagine that. Do you think that ever happens? I do. Well, today we're going to discuss who runs the world. Mark Anderson's with us. Mark Anderson is our newest USAPrepares.com instructor. He's got 30 years of journalism experience. He is the new Bilderberg Hunter for the American Free Press, the Washington, D.C. Weekly, where he serves as roving editor. Welcome, Mark Anderson.
Thanks, Vince. Great to be on your show. First time.
Hey, yeah, it is, Mark, and I'd like to share with our class that you will be at the Get Prepared Expo. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's coming up this week, couple days, Friday, Saturday, right. Sunday. And, Mark, you're going to be talking about what you learned. So, first of all, let's start with this. Is there a group of individuals that runs the world?
Yeah, there is. It's really kind of unavoidable in the sense that when you allow a private corporation like the Fed and then the Bank of England to actually issue money for a nation, and when those that are in the monetary driver's seat are the sovereign, and when those monetary powers collude with government officials, you have a situation where you have a complete autopilot private government that has the tiger by the tail. The government that we commonly think of as our government is completely subservient to that kind of interaction. And so Yeah, inevitably the creme de la creme rises to the top. Unavoidably, you have a small minority that dictates the rules of the game, the rules of the market. They are the market. You hear words like free market. Well, yeah, it's free for them because they write the rules. And it's not market forces, it's forced markets. They literally write the game rules from A to Z for what even defines what a market is, let alone how it operates. So monetarily, you know, economically, politically, right across the spectrum, culturally, they lay the ground rules, they create the entities, they build the machine, they turn the machine on, the machine runs. And there you have it, the perpetual motion invented for the purpose of global consolidation.
Mark Anderson, would you say that those of us who believe that the people who we elect to represent our interests have been bought and paid for?
Yeah, bought and paid for is probably the least you could say, ironically. The U.S. government in particular, I've been overseas a little bit. I've been in the Swiss parliament. I've observed some other governments. I've talked with Swiss and British parliamentarians. I've met the Secretary of Defense of Switzerland and talked with a lot of people. And the U.S. government in particular seems to be immune to public input and really kind of running on a form of autopilot. It's amazing. It's as if as soon as they're christened as congressmen or senators, it's as if the people are literally just outside the proverbial fishbowl looking in, and the glass is too thick and opaque to hardly even see what they're doing, let alone hear what they're doing. And even when you go to Congress to watch the proceedings, it's difficult to see how the American people can have any substantive influence on this particular phase of the American government. Perhaps it wasn't always this way. But they're so beholden to lobbyists, and it's such a well-designed system for lobbyists that it's really hard to be heard. Not that it can't be done, but they are bought and paid for largely, and they seem to just operate in a reward system, all the perks they get, that just completely or nearly completely seduces the vast majority of them, just the way it operates. So it's not very encouraging when you look at it strictly from the legislature of our nation in terms of how they operate and how hard it is for people to get them to even hear us, let alone do the right thing. And I'm an optimist generally, so I don't say these things lightly.
Yeah, and when we look at Eliot Spitzer, I mean, he's a national disgrace and he's running for office. We look at Wiener, he's running for office in New York, and Wiener's running for office in New York. These guys would be the laughingstock of a real moral society. I mean, they would be outcasts. They would be disgraces, and yet they're running for office. I can't believe it. I just can't believe that anybody in their right mind would vote for these people. How is it possible, Mark, that people like this can rise to the top?
You know, it is amazing.
They're deviants.
Very much so. Politics, for some reason, well, for reasons that I think we know to some extent, it doesn't attract good, ethical, moral people. Generally speaking, people that want to do the right thing are not attracted to positions of power because they don't want power. It's mm-hmm. perverse to want power over other people in any lasting or substantive way. I mean, a parent over a child, sure, you need a certain degree of authority. You know, there is such a thing as a pecking order in society. We all acknowledge that. But the perverse people are attracted to positions of power. People like you and I, Vince, we don't get up one day and go, you know, I want to rule Bulgaria. You know, it's just not on our plate. We don't think that way. But some people are just a type of personality that they lust to exercise control over others for the sake of doing it. What they do in terms of their legislative or executive decisions is secondary to this lust for control that, you know, some would call satanic, others certainly, and anyone would call perverse. But there, you have that basic thing working against you, where the worst of society are attracted. And then there's the weird dynamics, like you can have a president or a senator or a John Brennan authorizing brutal drone strikes largely against innocent people. And killing innocent families in their beds somehow doesn't get the Brennans of the world fired, but if he chases a skirt somewhere or has an indiscreet moment, maybe like a Petraeus, suddenly they're in hot water over skirts and high heels and not over the arbitrary killing of innocents. What kind of society are we that we only get angry when they're, you know, doing things of a sexual nature or, you know, some sort of adultery or something relatively puerile like that, and yet the real brutality, the real evil tendencies and evil policies when they're carried out sometimes register a little more than a yawn. That's another thing is, and I think that's a media-fed obsession where the media is so focused on scandal and puerile things and, you know, sexual indiscretions that somehow we've come to see that as worse than the actual abuse of political power.
Mark, I'm glad you're bringing this up because I've been thinking for days upon days about Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. And my reaction to this is it's a smokescreen. It's a diversion from the real problem.
Yes,
I believe that
I think
the media,
that's largely true. Yes.
And I believe that the media and our government are working together to keep us focused away from the real problem, focused on Trayvon Martin. And the real problem, there's so many real problems, but, you know, one of them is the pending collapse of our economic system. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. Whenever I see these long trials, a woman that did something to her children or the Zimmerman trial, I think, okay, what's going on? And immediately I begin to look at the IMF, the World Bank, the Export-Import Bank, the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England. You start looking at what's going on, particularly in the economic realm. And, you know, sure enough, you'll find that a number of policies, the IMF kind of jockeying to position to try and convert special drawing rights into a new de facto world currency is a very distinct possibility, the one thing, among many others.
Mark Anderson's with us, American Free Press. He is our newest USAPreparedness.com instructor. Glad to have you aboard, Mark. And Mark will be presenting a seminar on what's happening and what the Bilderberg Group is up to and what he's learned at the Get Prepared Expo. He'll be with us Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week, Lebanon, Missouri, USA Prepares. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedness.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Shealy, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, surgeon of the year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparedness.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPreparedness.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I just got off the phone with Brooklyn Bagwell. Doomsday Preppers. She asked if she could come to the Get Prepared Expo. And I said, absolutely, certainly. We'd love to have her. She's been to our expos before. And I think she wants to do a casting call. I think that's why she wants to come. So Brooklyn Bagwell, we'd like to welcome her to the Get Prepared Expo. And she's working on the final arrangements, final approvals through Sharp Entertainment and National Geographic to be with us this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And she wants to come to the farm. She wants to shoot a .45 and an AR-15, and she wants to see what a big tractor's like because she hails from New York City. And so she wants to get on a big tractor, drive a big tractor, and do stuff like the farmers do. Mark Anderson's with us. Mark Anderson, we're talking about the Bilderberg Group. Let me ask you this. Do the people that we're discussing, that we've elected, are they able to start wars and kill people without any personal repercussions?
I think to some extent, yes. I think the personal repercussions would probably vary with circumstances at any given time. But when you talk about people like David Cameron, the Prime Minister of Britain, for example, who went to this year's Bilderberg meeting that I covered kind of at the last minute, he was not on the official invitation list. He certainly is a phone call away from putting the F-16s in the air. You have people that go to Bilderberg, of course, that are not military. You have Google people and LinkedIn people and lots of think tankers from Hoover and Hudson and Brookings. But, yes, if we're talking in the context of Bilderberg, there are NATO brass there, which had a lot of controversy in Switzerland when Bilderberg met there a couple years ago. That was an interesting chapter. But I think that the with the advent of drones, of course, the idea of military actions and military-type actions being on an almost constant basis, virtually on autopilot, is becoming a very grim reality. I think at any given time now, literally, there is a war going on and that the West is behind it. And so this would have been unheard of course, in the World War II and Korean generations. Even as recently as at least part of the Vietnam War, the idea was if there really was an enemy, and I don't think there's really been any just wars in recent memory, that you fight the war, you conclude the war, you sign the peace treaty, and you go home, and that there's something called actually victory of sorts. But that whole idea is just out the window. There's no beginning, middle, and end anymore. It's incredible. And so, yeah, there are people that are facilitating this around-the-clock warfare, you know, clandestine operations by the CIA, and all the privatization, you know, the former Blackwaters of the world, and all the boots on the ground that are soldiers of fortune and mercenaries. You know, pretty soon you don't know who's wearing what uniform, who's wearing what boots, who's private, who's a regular army soldier. The whole thing is just blurring into one Gordian knot of perpetual war. And of that, of course, instills the kind of fear that the world's financial forces need to carry out their ownership of the world's creation of money and credit and interest, which is the engine of their power. That's the very fountainhead of how they control governments and us. And yes, the answer is basically yes.
You know, when you mentioned the uniforms are getting darker. You know, the sheriff's uniforms in counties used to be tan and brown, you know, with a highlight of brown. Tan slacks, tan shirts with, you know, maybe some brown stripes here and there.
Right.
Now, and then they got to be blue and then darker blue, and now it's almost black. Intimidation, the dark sunglasses that are reflective and you can't see the eyes of the person behind them. And then the uniform name tags that are Velcro, where they can rip them off in a second. They can rip off their rank. They can rip off their names. And then these guys become nameless, faceless people. And they wear ski masks, if you will, so you can't see their faces. But when you go to get your driver's license, they want a retina scan. They want to scan your eyeballs to make sure they can tell who you are, but we can't tell who they are. I'm Vince Finelli, Mark Anderson. We'll be right back. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the USA, July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dried guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you want to contact Mark Anderson, you can go to USAPrepares.com, page one, bottom of the page, under instructors, under the political section, Mark Anderson, American Free Press. Click on the link. It'll take you to the website. Mark, Harry S. Truman was president of the United States. He was president during the conclusion of World War II. When he moved back after serving this country to Missouri, he did not have the Secret Service. He did not have the armed guards. He just moved back home. And when I think about that, and he was the person who concluded World War II for the United States of America. When I think about that, and I think about the current regime that we have with the entourage of security and the black limousines and the motorcades and the armed guards and the airplanes and the tanks, it's endless. Well, what's the security like at the Bilderberg Conference?
It's very tight. Of course, it's a little more subtle. You don't see overtly, you don't see any kind of armored vehicles that is armored personnel carriers or like tanks or, you know, howitzers or anything. You see helicopters flying over. You see the plainclothes privately hired Bilderberg security very close to the hotel. And then the police are used as the outer ring. And, of course, there's a lot of controversy there on a practical level about having unionized police officers work overtime and putting so many of them on one assignment, thereby lessening police coverage and protection in other parts of the city and diminishing it elsewhere just to guard these silver spoons in the hotel. You and I, if we rented a resort and closed it off to the public and put armed guards, our own armed security around it, and if we wanted the regular publicly paid for police to guard the outer ring, they would just laugh at you. You wouldn't even get a hearing, let alone the protection. But the Bilderbergers, they snap their fingers and everyone goes to attention. I guess when you're, you know, billionaire, trillionaires, you have a big footprint and it thunders loudly when it hits the ground. And it displaces a lot of resources, and I won't go into that. Time is precious on radio, but yeah, it's not something that looks like a military thing, but it's like you're at a James Bond lair or something. That's a slightly fanciful way of looking at it, but almost like Dr. No is inside or something.
Well, Mark, I can tell you that the Get Prepared Expo. We used to hire the police to be at the expo, and it was a fixed price. They would charge us, and we had to pay for it. It was our event, our private event, just like you're talking about. We had to pay for it. We didn't get any free police, and now we don't want any. Why? What are they afraid of? Why do they need this secrecy? If are they doing something that might get them hurt?
You know, that's sort of a Gordian knot in itself. A point of clarity is that there is evidence that they do provide a grant to police to help with the cost. But then people, I think rightly so, call that almost a form of bribery. Whether they pay for the regular police or not, when you have people of that so-called caliber, the questions never go away. The conflicts of interest never really truly subside. Beyond that, the part of it is simply because there's royalty there. The royalty of Holland is always there. The royalty of Sweden, Carl Bildt, is always there. The English royalty does not go. They send Cameron, who's as their water boy, or whoever the PM is. But some of it is just because there are, admittedly, people there that are, you know, at the top of the heap in terms of decision making and/or royalty, and you would expect some security just by who they are. But it goes deeper than that, and that, of course, is because there's a collusion between the top corporations, the media moguls, those that have been there the longest, like CEO of the Washington Post Company, Donald Graham. And the big bankers and the NATO brass and select prime ministers and finance ministers. It's beyond the individuals. It's this unique mixture, this very concentrated mixture. Remember, there's only about 140 of them. And so it's a constellation of who they are, not just individually, that brings it upon, that necessitates this idea that they not only have to protect individuals, but at almost all costs, they have to not allow anyone to slip in there from the public or the press that's unauthorized to hear what they're talking about. Because as Michael Meacher, the MP that I spoke to there on the grounds, the member of parliament from the Labor Party, as he so adroitly said both to me and on the floor of the House of Commons, bringing up Bilderberg, this was a historic thing this year. As he said, they don't come traveling thousands of miles, people this caliber, just to have a cozy chat, quote, unquote. That's an exact quote. And, you know, and that's true. They have extremely tight schedules. Virtually every minute is accounted for on some of those people. And they're not just going to go over there to talk about golf scores and fox hunts and, you know, their latest conquest of, you know, women or, you know, the best scotch, although that might come up on the side. But, you know, they're they're individually important, many of them, so they're guarded heavily for that reason. But beyond that, it's what they're doing, and they want to make sure no one slips in there disguised as a waiter or waitress that they don't know about, who has a MP3 audio recorder or something like that. And, you know, that's what you're dealing with. It's interesting. It's a fun thing to cover in as much as it's very serious. But it's a real operation to cover it in as much as they're carrying out such a sophisticated operation to do what they're doing. And many of us are kind of amazed that they're still all meeting under one roof like they have been since 1954. This year in England was their 61st Bilderberg meeting. A lot of us are wondering why don't they just teleconference from various locations, or meet at one of the posh homes that they have in terms of their private estates. Why do they meet at these hotels, for crying out loud? But they have their reasons, and there you have it.
Well, Mark, I was talking with a historian, and I asked him to define royalty. I'd like to get your reaction to this. And he very quickly said, oh, royalty, those are people who were willing to kill more than their enemies were willing to kill.
Well, I mean, I guess that depends on which royal you're talking about, and I don't know that that's an absolute.
But it's an indicator, isn't it?
Yeah, it's indicative. A lot of people think the whole idea of royalty is anachronistic, that we don't need it anymore. You know, others have this national pride in the traditions of having a royal family, of having a king. Mm-hmm. I suppose it has its appeal culturally and historically. But the royals are, of course, everyone's known for a long time that they don't go very far outside the fence when they have children. There's a lot of inbreeding going on. The gene pool is shockingly small. And that it tends to breed insanity. And you have these amoral matoids, meeting together from all these different corporations and royal positions in government. And, one woman at the Bilderberg meeting in England described it as the Bilderbergers are the elite looking down the hill from the Grove Hotel upon a vast peasantry. And that the media area that they gave us that fenced everyone in was our sheep pen, quote, end quote. That's metaphorical, yes, but it has a certain degree of reality. And that was even quoted in one of the articles I wrote at American Free Press, that this is what some people were saying, because this year for the first time they put up a perimeter fence, a place for the protesters and press to go, that was actually on the same grounds of the hotel where the Bilderbergers were meeting. It's just that this estate, the Grove, which used to belong to the Earls of Clarendon, is several thousand acres, and there's a huge golf course. So the very fact that we were on the edge of the property doesn't mean much, because the hotel they were meeting at was probably the better part of a mile away from where we were allowed onto the same property. So, you know, just because we were on the same land didn't really mean a whole lot. We were still just about a mile away.
Mark Anderson, if they were up to good works, good deeds, good actions, why would they be concerned about a leak from an MP3 player carried by a waiter or a waitress or a groundskeeper or someone like that? How could they possibly think that we would think that all these people are up to good when they arrive in darkened limousines, windows darkened so you can't see who they are. They don't want to be photographed. They don't even want people to know who they are. How can anybody believe that they're up to good?
Well, that ties right into what MP Kenneth Clark said on the floor of the House of Commons, responding to Michael Meacher, the Labour Party MP I mentioned a couple of minutes ago. He admitted right on the floor of the House of Commons that this was the first time Bilderberg had ever been discussed on the floor of one of the oldest parliaments in the world, and that was this year. We believe that's a breakthrough, that Meacher came and talked to me and some other fine reporters from the UK column and others that were out there really working hard and have been for a long time. And we gave Mr. Meacher all the encouragement we could, and sure enough, he took this to the floor of the parliament, one of the oldest parliaments in the world, and for the first time this year, for the first time ever, Bilderberg was discussed for over 20 minutes and debated. And Kenneth Clark, the MP that was responding to Meacher, said, admitted right there, well, I'll come right out and say I've been a member of the steering committee of Bilderberg for the last 10 years. He's saying this for the first time in public. And he said that, then he used his circular reasoning, Vince, that addresses exactly what you're asking about. Well, we don't make any decisions. We just like to learn from each other. We're kind of the top people from our different fields, and we just go there to kind of have an education weekend. But Chatham House rule says that we can't discuss it. So it's circular reasoning. It's nothing to worry about, but we can't discuss it. Oh, it's nothing to worry about, but hey, we can't discuss it. Complete circular reasoning.
Mark Anderson, American Free Press, is going to be at the Get Prepared Expo this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right here in Lebanon, Missouri. Information is on the website, usapreparedness.com. We'll be right back. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is usapreparedness.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19th. 20 and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners. $8. Dr. Norman Cheely, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, surgeon of the year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Fennec, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPrepares.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPrepares.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mark Anderson's with us, American Free Press. Mark, many years ago when I had a job back in the 80s, there was a rumor that our bank was going to be closing, and you know, the vice president or senior vice president would say, hey, look, you can't believe rumors. Really, you can't believe rumors. Really shortly after that, he asked me to go to lunch with him. And so at lunch, he said, hey, Vinny, I'm going to lose my job. And I was really upset. And he said, oh, by the way, you're going to lose your job, too. And he said, we're going to close down the plant, and we need your help to close down the plant. The bottom line is, there you have it. Is that lying by careful selection of words? Absolutely it is. And that's what you're talking about with the circular logic. Mark Anderson, what is our greatest concern about what the Bilderberg Group is up to? What is your greatest concern?
Probably the greatest concern right now in the time we have to discuss it here is that they're at a very pivotal point. Michael Meacher, the Labor Party MP that I spoke about that exposed Bilderberg for the first time ever on the floor of one of the oldest legislatures on earth this year, he talked about that the Bilderbergers see this as a crisis in capitalism, quote unquote. And of course, that's the particular model of capitalism that the Bilderbergers espouse. And that is the complete privatization of everything, even the privatization of government itself. And I think they're at a crossroads because the jig is up to an extent, and they have to try and get everything on a fast track on the express lane for their plans on route to global consolidation. And they know that they're vulnerable, that their Achilles heel is showing more. Meacher helped expose it that much more. And my biggest concern is that they'll throw their weight around a little more than we'd care for them to do. They'll do some more drastic things in trying to tighten the grip the rest of the way. But our job, of course, is to expose them so much and dissect them so much that they never quite get that grip and they never have to, hopefully, do anything drastic, such as collapse economies or instigate more wars, you know, U.S. involvement in Syria and or Iran. Although wars have been sort of the bread and butter of Bilderberg and related groups, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome. Bilderberg's not the only game in town. Keep that in mind. They're just sort of the final exchange of envelopes, packets, kind of the final vote, kind of the planning commission where the others, I think, are more policy formulators, especially the think tanks. They're the intellectual heavy lifters. They do the heavy lifting in terms of working out all these policies. But they want to consolidate Europe into a United States of Europe. Remember, the Bilderberg Group created the groundwork for the European Union itself. So, we don't make any plans, other than consolidating Europe from the very beginning. Other than that, we don't make any plans, you know.
Yeah.
So my biggest concern is that they'll you know, they'll stay ahead of the curve, stay ahead of us a little bit to where we can't head them off at the pass and say no more. These kind of meetings have to end. I get very intolerant when I hear, well, let's just expose them and that'll take care of it. No, we have to go beyond exposure, seek solutions. There's people that need to go to jail. These things have to stop happening, not allow them to put out some quasi transparency, because that's another thing the Bilderberg Group is trying to do. They're trying to say, well, here's a little press release, so here's a little bit more, and here we'll be a little more proactive with our name list. That's transparent enough, right? Right? Now you guys go away. Everything's fine. Remember, we don't make any decisions. We just love to chat and educate each other, but we can't talk about it. And so they want to give us this pseudo transparency, so we'll go away. But of course, we're not going to let them do that.
Can you suggest a link between the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion and the Bilderberg Group?
Tangibly, it's a tough one. I've read the protocols. Many of us have. They're very broad. I think the Bilderberg Group simply fits in, wittingly or not, it fits in with sort of a global planning mechanism they need for high finance and big media and government and military to get their assigned positions and to carry out some of the things that you may find in the protocol.
Mark Anderson, American Free Press. He's going to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's this Friday, this Saturday, this Sunday. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. I suggest you consider attending. Mark, thanks so much for being with us. We'll have you back again and again and again, and I'm looking forward to meeting you at the expo.
You too, Ben. Thank you.
Dr. Joel Wallach, coming up next.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.